Welcome to Living Field Notes. I'm your host, Constance Bradley. Thank you so much for joining us for episode number 19 on the Corona Encouragement Series, where I'm dropping you daily notes to encourage you as we continue through this Corona pandemic. At the beginning of the stay-at-home order, I found it bizarre. I almost found myself angry. I don't know about you guys, but I've had an array of emotions swinging from one end of the spectrum to the next in the middle of this pandemic. But at the beginning, I found myself almost angry. Angry that the government would take such a stance in such a dramatic way that would shut our entire society down. And that in the midst of that, we have had this ongoing pandemic where people are losing their lives around us every single day, and we choose to ignore that. But for some unknown virus, we were going to shut the entire country down. I found myself growing angry. But in the midst of all of that frustration, I've understood fully from the beginning the reasoning behind wanting to flatten the curve and understanding that loving my neighbor is so much bigger and more important than anything that is inconveniencing me. And so the Lord just kept bringing forth Romans 13, 1 and 2, to obey the law of the land, which is quite funny because I rarely drive the speed limit or wear my seatbelt. So for me to be feeling convicted to obey the law of the land has been an interesting thing for me to be processing through, but I know the Lord has purpose in that, and I know He has purpose in us staying at home and respecting the order, and I wouldn't want to put my neighbor at risk. So the online grocery ordering and showing property via virtual tours, only going to Costco when I was completely out of everything, whenever we are meeting for coffee dates and conversations and meetings for work via Zoom, I want to do that. I want to do my part in keeping my neighbor safe. But this past week has just been an overwhelming burning of the question, but at what cost? And as I've been contemplating that question, at what cost are we doing all of these things to our families, to the ones we love the most, to ourselves? At what cost is this stay-at-home order doing to us? Which spurred me to look into studies of social distancing and what that does to the body and the psychological repercussions of it. There was a study done in 2015 at Brigham Young University that found loneliness and social isolation are twice as harmful to your mental and physical health as obesity. Twice as harmful. Then it also went on to talk about the effects include depression, poor sleep quality, impaired executive function, accelerated cognitive decline, poor cardiovascular function, and impaired immunity. There was another study done on Alcatraz that recognized that the isolated residents had an increased early death rate by 60 to 84%. Florida State University did a study that found that loneliness is associated with a 40% increase in a person's risk of dementia. The University of California in Los Angeles study showed the increased expression of genes involved in inflammation, and then also a decreased expression of genes involved in antiviral responses. I find that it's quite interesting that all of the studies done around social isolation and loneliness is this breakdown of the things that we are finding people are dying from with the coronavirus: cardiovascular function, immunity, ability to fight off viruses. It's quite interesting correlation between the two. Can't wait to see what scientists and researchers discover through all of this. But I can't help but wonder if our elderly in our society that we have right now in the past 10 years has really, and probably even further back than that, has really isolated our elderly, throwing them in retirement centers and nursing homes and things like that. Instead of being with their families, they're thrown into these buildings and they're lonely and they're isolated. And I can't help but wonder if the elderly that are being affected more than anybody through this virus, if there's not a correlation between their loneliness and the effects that it does to them physically, to any of us physically, and when they come in contact with the virus, that it's not a double sword. So I don't know. I'm definitely no scientist or doctor or have any room to talk in that space, but it does raise the question in my mind. But what I do know is that there are multiple studies out there on loneliness and isolation that prove it is detrimental to our health. So I started having trunk coffee dates a couple weeks ago, which was the first time that since the isolation I had seen somebody in person that I knew and that I enjoyed having conversation with. And there was something about human to human, face-to-face interaction that was so refreshing, and it brightened my whole day. And I can't imagine missing another one. But this week, I had an opportunity to have dinner with a family who's also been abiding by all the social distancing protocols, and we both have very healthy families and have been overly cautious in our behaviors. And so we made the decision that we were going to start integrating our families again. And just watching my kids in that reunion with their best friends and the reunion of us adults being able to sit around the table and share dinner together is just awestrucking. It's such a great reminder of how important human-to-human interaction was, and it just filled my soul. But then this morning was the first time that our church had made the decision to gather in person, not in breaking the rules. We abide by the rules, but it was drive-in church. So we were all still in our cars and not sitting in the chairs next to each other, but we were in the parking spaces next to each other. And when we drove in, and our pastors were standing in the driveway welcoming us in, the music blasting, which is one of my favorite things at church. And all of the people just in their cars or in the backs of their trucks waving and smiles on their face. That's when it hit me, you guys. It was the first moment of true grief that I've had in this corona pandemic. It hit me like a ton of bricks, and I bawled like a baby. There were my people, all gathered in their cars. They were there, but they were still out of reach. I talk to those that I have close relationship with all the time. It's like breathing. The ones that I see often, we message each other on a daily basis, if not on a weekly basis. It's just like breathing. But there at church this morning, there were all those faces that I miss. The ones I look for twice a week to see their smiles. The ones that we've had in our home, but just due to our schedules have prevented deep-rooted friendships. Then the ones that I've met there that will be my lifelong friendships. The ones that my husband trusts to go across the country with. My clients, my babysitters, the ones that I serve alongside with, the ones that are in my kids' school co-op, the kids, all the kids in the backs of the vehicles, jumping up and down, so excited to see their friends, waving great big waves. My kids' friends were there, the ones that they long for, that they can't wait to play the next games on Wednesday nights with. And then there were the ones that they look up to too, their mentors waving great big waves there, but so far away at the same time. We are one body, you guys, and when we gather, there's a connection, some sort of intertwining of the spirit, and I miss that. I really miss that. I miss worshiping with the body in person, and I long for the day to sit next to my brothers and sisters and sing in one accord. It's there, at church. It's there that I feel at home. And there was something about today, the body showing up, encouraging each other, being the Hebrews 10:25 verse, reminding us that we are all better together. So as we continue through this corona pandemic, I pray you're reaching out, meeting each other in the vehicles and sitting beside one another, more than 6 feet apart, but praying together and worshiping together and remembering that He is risen indeed. And all of this too shall pass. All right, friends, that wraps up episode number 19 of the Corona Encouragement Series. Thank you so much for joining me. I would love to continue this conversation with you. You can find me over on Instagram at Living Filled Notes or on my blog, constancebradley.org.